There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. We are a little bit short on time today. We've got something pretty big cooking that you will see over the next week or so on social media. But we have got the game kicking off tonight to start round 10. We have got the Dolphins and the Manly Seagulls. Going to give you our quick preview and prediction for that game. Now, for the Dolphins, Trey Fuller at fullback. I believe Hamiso will return next week. So Trey Fuller's last opportunity there. Jermaine Asako on one wing, Jack Bostock on the other side. Herbie Farmworth and Jake Avarillo make up the centers. Cody Nikorima in career best form right now at 5'8", along with another guy in career best form, Isaiah Katoa. Jesse Bromwich lines up in the front row with Mark the Goat Nichols. JMK wears jersey 9. Felice Kaufusi and Ewan Aitken on the edges. Worth noting, Felice Kaufusi played as a middle forward last week. I'm expecting the same to happen again here with Connolly Lemuelu coming onto the edge, if not at the start of the game, during the game. My boy Maxi Plath wears jersey 13. Coming off the bench for Wayne Bennett, Josh Kerr, Kenny Bromwich, Ray Stone and Connolly Lemuelu, Donoghue and Oren Keeley on the extended bench for the Finn. Let's go and have a look at Anthony Seibold's Manly Seagulls, Tommy Turbo, the superstar at fullback, Jason Saab and Tommy Talau on the wings, Kola and Ruben Garrick in the centres. Brooksy wears jersey 6 and DCE wears jersey 7. This might be the oldest and the youngest halfback in the NRL going head-to-head this weekend. A very good clash there. Taniela Paseka and Josh Alloyer in the front row with Carl Lawton wearing jersey 9. Burbo makes his return. Benny Trbojevic, he lines up on the right edge with Olakau'atu out. Big opportunity for Burbo returning from injury. I think Corey Riddell's won that left edge at the moment, so Burbo is going to need a big game. Waddell lines up on the left, as we said. Gerbo, Jake Trbojevic in jersey 13. Coming off the bench for the Manly Seagulls, Gordon Chan, Kum Tong, Toa Sipley, Ethan Bullimore, and Matty Lodge. We've obviously got Lockie Croker out of this game, so it brings Carl Lawton in the starting side and Gordy onto the bench. Shout out to Ella on Come Watch at the moment. Aaron Woods and Jake Arthur on the extended bench for this one. I am really torn in this game. I think $2.10 is very good value for the Dolphins up there. She's not on mic for this one, but I think she's accurately predicted the Dolphins result for the last 9 weeks in a row. Kathmandu, just quickly, Dolphins or Manly tonight? You're incredibly consistent with this. At Suncorp?
Yeah, I think it's a Manly game.
Manly?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. She hasn't got the Dolphins wrong all year. It's been fucking incredible. Like that octopus at the World Cup. She just never gets them wrong.
You're just comparing me to an octopus?
Yes.
But I like that you knew about that. That's good.
Impressed?
Yeah.
Not
good,
bad.
Good.
So, yeah, Cat's gone Manly, which makes me think Manly will win this game now. Guys, I do still think the Dolphins are a serious sniff up there, though. They're playing some fantastic footy. They get Herbie Farmworth back, which is a massive plus. Their forward pack's starting to take shape once again. Halves are playing the best footy they've played in quite some time. And the Manly Seagulls, there are just a couple of spot defenders in this team that I'm sure Wayne Bennett will be looking to target in this game. So I give them a serious sniff. I'm torn on this game. It really is a coin toss for me. I'm probably leaning towards Manly simply because of Kat and how good she's been at Dolphin Predictions this year. My anytime try scorers, look, obviously Turbo, you're getting $1.94. He's not in the greatest form he's ever been right now, but he just seems to score a try every goddamn week. So Turbo, $1.94. You know, I don't like to tip you under $2 things. They're for cowards, but Turbo close to $2 is too good to ignore. I love Herbie Farmworth coming back into this side. I'm expecting him to be on the left-hand side, which is also great for Jermaine Asako. He'll probably have Jacob Averillo inside him on the right, so that opens him up as well. He's $1.85, pretty short though. Herbie Farmworth, one of the best centers in rugby league at $2.55. He will be going up against Kohler, one of the best defensive centers in rugby league, which is a little bit of a concern, but when Herbie does his best work, he's sort of coming under and going back against the grain. Give me Burbo at $4.20. He's got a point to prove out there on that edge. They've been absolutely electric out there between DCE, Garrick, Saab, and normally Olakuatu. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see Burbo come up with a try in this one. My little Smokey, I've tipped him a few times this year, and I don't think he's actually scored a try yet this season, but Jeremy Marshall-King, he is so overdue. It is not even funny. $6.40 for one of the most underrated hookers in this competition. I still have a lot of question marks around the middle forwards of the Manly Seagulls, especially in crunch moments. And you know that the Dolphins, they're not going to beat themselves. They're going to make a game out of this. They're going to make a good fist out of it. So it will be close. Jeremy Marshall-King, he's my Smokey at $6.40. All of these odds, guys, coming to you from our partners in 2024, Neds. Make sure you go into the app, follow along with the Guru profile and whatnot. You can keep up to date there. And make sure, obviously, you check all of the prices. They are subject to change, guys, pending team lists and weather and everything like that. So price is subject to change on the Neds app. Go and download it and go and follow along with the Rugby League Guru profile there.
You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.